now, part two of our interview with world champion auctioneer Wade Leisch. This is a crazy story. You grew up in Michigan, of course, but you actually commute to Mitchell, South Dakota to the sale barn every week. Is that right?
I got a call out of the blue after the contest in 2018. I had just retired from the sheriff's office. I was a detective, and I just retired and set my mind to the auction industry. We have a family business, and I said, I'm going to dedicate my time. I'm not going to get distracted. I'm not going to be looking at the next shiny penny. Nose to the grindstone and get this done. And I had some meetings that day. I had two real little kids. I had a meeting to go to, and I was gathering the kids up and trying to rush out of the house, kind of like I did today. Phone rings, and it says Rock Valley, Iowa on it. I looked at it. I thought, these doggone telemarketers. I don't know anybody in Rock Valley, Iowa. And so I almost didn't answer it. And I thought, well, you never know. I answered, and the gentleman said, my name is Marion Russ. I own the Stockyard in Mitchell, South Dakota. I saw you in Bloomington, Wisconsin at the contest. Would you like to come out and try out to work for me? I put the kids down, and I sat down for a minute, and I said, excuse me, where are you from? And we had a conversation, and I said, well, you know, yeah, I'd love to come out, but, you know, when were you thinking? And he said, we got a big sale next week. And I said, well, next week's the 4th of July, so, you know, is there another time? And he said, like I said, we got a big sale. I said, yes, sir, I'll be there. That phone call just changed the trajectory. And since then, from usually like, you know, sometime in October to that first week of June, I will, every Tuesday night, I head to the airport. It's an hour away from me. I hop on a little plane, get to Chicago, switch planes and be in Sioux Falls. And, you know, if I leave Traverse City, Michigan at 7 o'clock at night, I'm usually in bed in Mitchell at 11:30.
Now, tell us about the tour of duty you now undertake as world champion auctioneer.
I can tell you what my perception is, but I can't quite tell you what it's going to look like. We have an orientation here. I think it's next week sometime. I got to fly down to Kansas City, and they'll kind of tell me what it entails, and we'll lay our schedules side by side and see where it's going to take me after the next year, whether it's doing interviews like this or going to different sales. I get to travel the country, whether in this truck they give me or flying, and promote the livestock marketing industry and the Livestock Marketing Association.
Wade Leisch, your 2024 World Champion Auctioneer. Now let's hear that famous chant and take us on out of here. I got a 550-pound steer starting at 310.
310, 12, I'm going to get down here, got a minute, 14, 15, 16. I'm going to get down, I'm going to get down, 17, got a minute, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22,
22. Whoa, world champion, ladies and gentlemen. Wade, thanks so much for being on America's Hot Barn Report.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for what you do as well. What you guys do to promote the auction method of marketing is something we need more of, and I really appreciate your reach and the absolute enthusiasm that you guys put into it. I've been following your show for a while, and I thank you for what you do, and thank you again for having me on.
Thank you, Wade. That means a lot.